शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीज्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दायिका शक्तिः रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिय सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्ता शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय रुद्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः। व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानामालयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं सदाशिवसमारम्भा शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमा अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। फस्ट् चाप्टर् 28 श्लोक। अर्जुन उवाच दृष्ट्वेमं स्वजनं कृष्ण युयुत्सं समुपस्थितं सीदन्ति मम गात्राणि मुखं च परिशुष्यति वेपतुश्च शरीरे मे रोमहर्षश्च जायते गाण्डीवं संसृते हस्तात् त्वक्चैव परिदह्यते न च शक्नोम्यवत्थातुं भ्रमदीव च मे मनः निमित्तानि च पश्यामि विपरीतानि केशव। अकॉर्डिंग टू दि डायरेक्शन ऑफ अर्जुन भगवान कृष्ण द चैरियटियर टुक द चैरियट इन बिटवीन द टू आर्मीज एंड आस्क अर्जुन to see the Kauravas who are adharmic people. Instead of seeing adharmic people, Arjuna saw Swajanam, his own relatives. Because of attachment towards them, he is going through a lot of emotional problems. He says, Imam Yuyutsum Samupasthitam Swajanam Drishtva. Seeing these my own relatives who have gathered to fight out this war, He Krishna, Sidanti Mama Gatrani. I am going through lot of psychosomatic symptoms. A symptom which is born out of psychological problem I am going through. He addresses Bhagavan as He Krishna. Karshati Vidhunodi Sarvan Malan. You are an expert in removing all these weaknesses in human mind. So therefore he addresses Bhagavan as He Krishna. And he utters a word, Swajanam, very, very crucial word, which shows that the sign of samsara in the Arjuna's mind. This word signifies ragaha, attachment, intense ragaha. The idea that aham yesham mama yete, I belong to them, they belong to me. This is the idea. He knew them before entering the war battlefield. He knew them, their relatives. He knew that he has had to fight with them. But in distance of time, in distance of space, he did not encounter his raga, attachment, in a very close way. But when he approached them in near proximity, suddenly he found himself with this greatest enemy of human being. What is that greatest enemy? That attachment. Because of this attachment, mamakaratva,
He goes through lot of changes in his personality. When he entered, this battle was dharma yuddha for him. Now this battle appears to him as a papa karma. Killing is a papa karma. And when he entered, he saw the people of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana and the supporting people all as durbuddhehe, as an adharmic people. Now it appears to him as they are relatives, durbuddhe to swajanam. When he entered, he did not have any doubt that he is going to do good work for the sake of dharma, establishment of dharma. I am going to fight out this war. This vijnanamaya kosha, the clarity in thinking was very clear. But now it is overpowered by manomaya kosha, emotional personality. And from kshatriya status, he has reduced himself to bandava status. When he entered as a kshatriya, a king, to establish the dharma. Now suddenly he reduces himself to bandhava, as a relative. From a duty status, that is loka sangraha, for the sake of world I am going to do my duty, maybe bitter duty, from that status he has reduced himself to a griha sangraham, that is his own welfare as family, his own family's welfare. From raja to sadharana praja, he has reduced himself. This conversion is a sudden jerk. Even Arjuna did not thought of that he will become like this. Just within few minutes this conversion has come. So it is a sudden jerk, because Bhagavan wanted this jerk. Bhagavan wanted to create a confusion in the mind of Arjuna, because he loved Arjuna. In one place Naradji asked, how you bless your devotees? Then Bhagavan told, by taking away their attachment, by taking away the object of their attachment, I bless the devotees. That is, if a person is attached to money, simply if Bhagavan wants to give him blessing, what is the way? Take away the money away, so that the mind can be devoted to the Lord. If it is towards the relatives, then he immediately takes away the relatives. Like that one story is there. So Bhagavan loved Arjuna. Bhagavan wanted Arjuna to face this intrinsic samsaric problem. Everybody has this samsara, but we don't have time to face this problem. We say it is okay, chalta hai. Life means both positive and negative are there. So we have to bear like that. We justify, we don't see the dosha in the human relationships. Bhagavan says, you have to see the dosha, that it is anitya vastu, asukha vastu. Then Bhagavan wanted to teach the Atma Vidya as a solution to this samsaric problem. Therefore only Arjuna himself got this confusion. Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati, Bhagavan Gita himself is going to tell. Bhagavan, the Lord stays in the heart of the human being, and he controls their life. Though human being is not aware of this, but still the fact is Bhagavan, as an antaryami, he controls the entire life. Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati, Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantrarudani Mayaya. So here, because of this raga attachment, now Arjuna goes to shoka, second stage of samsara. First stage of samsara is attachment, then second stage is shoka, then third stage is moha. Here second stage is going on. The proportion of shoka will be exactly equal to the proportion of attachment. Therefore, since he had an extreme attachment, the shoka also is very intense. He says, mama gatrani sidanti, mama mukham cha parishushyati, my mouth is parched up, I could not utter a single word. What is the experience of mouth parching up? If a person who stands first time in the stage to give a lecture, if you want to have that experience, what is the meaning of mouth parching up? He might have prepared a long time with all notes and just he comes to the auditorium and see the audience, gone, everything gone. So extreme attachment led to intense grief. Every time we have little anger, little desire like that. But when it is intense, then only it is felt a very expressive way. Both the positive and negative emotions overflows through the body and our action and oral laws. You can see if a person is angry, simply he will be shivering and all the beautiful words will come out from his mouth. And he himself afterwards he will feel bad, I have done like this. Because he was there, that emotional personality has taken hostage of his cognitive personality. The thinking mind is the one criterion. The willpower is the one criterion to keep the human being at the higher status. If the human being doesn't have the control over this cognitive personality, that's called willpower, he is considered as an insane person. What is the difference between patients in mental hospital and a lot of the thoughts are going on in both minds. But the insane, mental patient doesn't know what are the things should be made out to come out from the mouth. What are the things? We have a filter called willpower. We know if I utter this word, my bath will keep being slick. So therefore, even if it is about to come, he closes him. He knows that if I utter this word, my wife will not give me coffee next morning. So even though he knows that, and that word come out, but still he has a brain. That capacity is lost when the cognitive personality is taken hostage by the emotional personality. And our body is closely connected with the mind. Because of this mental ill health, weakness only, all the psychosomatic diseases are there. You can ask the doctors. 80% of human diseases they are telling nowadays. 80% of diseases are because of psychosomatic stress, worry, anxiety caused. This is not the Arjuna's problem only, but it is universal. Objects of attachment differ from person to person, but the fact that I am attached to something doesn't differ, so it is universal. And that too, one particular single thought doesn't make us emotional. You can see, suppose somebody scolded. He has scolded, and then momently you might have reacted in a particular way and we might have come out. After coming out, we repeatedly think over the same incident. He told this, I could have told that. He should not have told this. How can he say like that? Go on, we relive the past experience. So one after the another, like a wave. It was a simple ripple. It was given motion by repeated thinking process. Here, Arjuna thought the loss, imaginary loss, loss of Bhishmacharya, loss of Dronacharya, repeatedly within that small time, space. He immediately thought, without them, my life is going to be an utter waste. So this single thought doesn't make him to utter these words. He has developed, by repeated thought process, he has developed emotional problems. Now he is expressing. It is a teaching for us. All these emotional problems require our cooperation. We don't have control over the first thought. Some thought comes. You just go out, suddenly one thought comes. Somebody comes in front of in the road. So you see them. The person might have insulted you 10 years, 15 years before. We don't remember what we ate just 5 days before. You ask anybody, what you ate, what was your breakfast. You cannot tell just what happened 5 days before, but we can remember which happened 20 years before. This fellow go on with every vocabulary he remembers, like this he has insulted me. Our human instrument is very very peculiar instrument. It has the selective memory capacity. So it needs our cooperation, cooperation in providing ideal condition by repeated thinking. In cinema also you can see, they will give all flashbacks. What happened 20 years before or 13 years before, 12 years before, like that. So when we have the control over the second thought, repetition of the first thought, then we can avoid lot of all the emotional problems. First thought is not in our hands, but certainly continuing that thought needs our cooperation. If we refuse our cooperation, it will not become an emotional problem. That's why in houses also you can see, a child first time when it encounters the anger of father or mother, it is really worried. Oh, my parents are scolding me, so they are angry, so I should not make them anger again. It tries its level best, because it cannot afford to antagonize the parent. It is totally helpless. Any child in the house is totally helpless. Therefore, it is totally trusting the love and care of the parent. As far as the child is concerned, the parents are gods, almighty gods, infallible. They will never do wrong. So I may be the cause for this mistake. So why they should get anger? I am the cause for their anger. I will not behave in such a way so that they will get this angry. Like that, it tries to control itself. But in spite of that, by repeated scolding, suppose anything and everything mother scolds, then afterwards the scolding becomes a natural affair for the child. So mother may be scolding, father asks, hey, what is going on? Child will say, the 5-year-old boy said, it is like that only, it is normal only, it is going on, let it go. Like that, they are accustomed to that type of emotional breaks up. There was a philosopher businessman. He was a businessman, but at the same time, he was a philosopher. Like this, attending a lot of satsanga, he has developed his mind in a philosophic mind. He was doing ship business. That ship was coming, but on the way, the ship got drowned in the sea. So entire wealth has gone. Along with that, this businessman's wife and son also was there. So they also got drowned. So the message was given to this businessman: your son and wife, along with all your wealth, the ship has drowned. This was the message given to him. So he responded, what? Then again they repeated, your ship which was coming from so and so place got drowned, entire wealth has gone, along with that wife and child also gone. Then again he told, what? Then again they started telling third time. Then third time he told, so what? Because philosopher mind, so what? Then the person who was giving this news, he told, your entire wealth has gone. Again he listened, what? Then again they explained, so what? So what to so what is entirely in our control. Life brings lot of situations in our life. We may respond initially first time, what? What? Is it happened to me? How can it happen? Like that it should not continue. So what? So that is the sign of maturity. What to so what? Very difficult it is. Very very difficult, unless a person is strong enough philosophically, unless a person is very clear enough in the goal of life. I don't live a life for the sake of one particular individual. I have come in this world as a separate individual, and I am going to go away from this world as a separate individual. I have a mission. What is the mission of all human beings? All the scriptures say that it is getting this love of the Lord. As an expression of my love towards the Lord, I love my spouse, I love my wife, I love my husband, I love my children. but not at the cost of the Lord. So when a person has this conviction in his life, life situation may bring him lot of negative things in his life. So he may react to, initially he may react as God, but if he is clear in his thinking pattern, then he will come to back to his own normal place, telling that so what. But here Arjuna continues his psychosomatic disorder, symptoms of psychosomatic disorders. He says, me sharire bepatuhu, my entire body is trembling. Roma rashashte dhayate, my hairs are standing on their end. I am getting horripilation. Gandivam samsrate hastar, from my hand this bow, gandiva, is dropping down. That means I am not ready to perform my duties. Tvakchaiva paritakhyate, my skin is burning. Na shaknomi avasthadhum, even I cannot stand the proper way. I am not able to stand. Brahmadivache me manaha, my mind or head is reeling. I am about to swoon. So far about the physical symptoms of his psychosomatic disorder. Now he is telling, nimittani cha pashyami. Nimittani, viparitani nimittani cha pashyami. I am seeing all bad omens. So when a person is weak, then only he can see all these types of bad omens. And in the earlier days, they used to give a lot of importance to bad omens. So when a person is strong and healthy, we see good omens. But when he is weak mind, he is having weak mind, even a log of wood will appear as a demon. You can see children when they go out in the semi dark, there may be some log of wood there hanging somewhere else. So child may be afraid of that, thinking that it is a bhuta like that. And here Arjuna addresses Bhagavan as He Keshava. Keshava, the general meaning is one who has killed demon called Keshi. Another meaning is Tirumurtayaha yad vashena vartante sah Keshavaha. As the Sachidananda Atma, under whom all the Trimurtis are there. In our Vedanta, Bhagavan, as in reality, he doesn't have any form. All the forms and other attributes are under the infinite Lord, who is a nirakara vastu, nirguna nirakara vastu. So he is telling, addressing Bhagavan, you have killed the asura, kill this samsari asura also in me, which is troubling me. Being an ajnani, Arjuna falls an easy prey for grief. While Arjuna goes through the samsara, seeing his relatives, the Lord also has relatives on the both sides. Bhagavan also is having his relatives, na? He has given his army, entire army for Duryodhana's sake. But Bhagavan is not at all perturbed. Bhagavan knows everybody is going to go off. But Bhagavan is not at all perturbed, because Bhagavan was jnani. Therefore, he did not have attachment towards anybody. Being jnani, Lord is above samsara, and he can pull Arjuna also out of samsara. Therefore, Arjuna calls him, Hey Keshava, save me from my samsara. Then Arjuna continues, Nacha shreyo nu pashyami hatva swajanam ahave. Na kaamkhe vijayam krishna na cha rajyam sukhani chayam. Typical expression of depressed mind. How it is depressed and how it is confused, here we can see. He begins to feel that the entire life is meaningless in the absence of some particular people in his life. Vedanta says that to have meaning in your life, there is no need for anybody's existence in the world. You yourself is the meaning for your life. You don't plan that I am going to go to as a son or as a daughter to such and such parent. You don't plan. After coming here, you recognize some particular people as your parent. And you don't plan that I am going to have such and such wife. After 20-25 years, you come across the person as your life partner. But before the arrival of life partner, you live happily, of course. But now, because of attachment with the spouse and children, the person starts to think that in their absence, my life is a meaningless life. Vedanta says, you are the only meaningful thing in the entire creation. Meaning for your existence does not require any external support. So let me tell clearly. To say that there is a table. To say that there is a table, I must be there, isn't it? But to say that I am here, table need not be there. To say that I am existing, no entire external world is required. But to say that external world is existing, I am necessary. So Vedanta says, Tameva Bhantam Anubhati Sarvam. You exist, therefore only the entire world exists. You exist, then only the entire world is existing. External world requires your existence to prove its existence. Table cannot say, or table cannot prove that I am here. It cannot say. You are sitting, table is here, mic is here. So the entire external world is an object. Object needs the subject to prove the existence of object. But subject doesn't need any support from the object to prove the existence of the subject. Because of ajnana, we are all identifying with the external world, starting from this body. Atasmin tat buddhihi, it is called. I am not body. I am a conscious entity. I am not body. If I am body, I cannot say I am stout. Stoutness belongs to body. And the knower of stoutness is different from stoutness. Knower, I see the dog, I know the dog. I am different from dog. I see the table, therefore I am different from the table. I see body, therefore I am different from body. While this is the fact, because of confusion, atasmin tat buddhihi ajyata, it is called, makes us to think that the external world, which consists of people, objects and situations, give us meaning in the life. A musician thinks that without music, life is meaningless. A college student thinks that without girlfriend or boyfriend, life is meaningless. Workaholic thinks without work, life is meaningless. Rich man, of course, thinks without money, life is meaningless. He earned the money. Money does not earn him. He was the initial person, then only money came in his life. He earned the relatives, he earned the other friends, other sports capacity or musical capacity, everything he earned. After him only everything came. Because of too much attachment with that earned item, earned object, he thinks that in their absence, I am going to be in trouble. So nothing external can make our life meaningful. We are the most precious thing in the entire world. This is the teaching of Vedanta. A human being, a conscious entity, your consciousness is the most precious thing in the entire creation. Without this clarity, what happens? Everyone enters the life. When I was just 2-year-old or 3-year-old baby, my mother, parents put me in the pre-KG. So life started there without knowing these facts. We have to get this clarity at a very early age. That's what Vedanta says. Since Arjuna did not have this clarity, or Arjuna got confusion, a momentary confusion of life, now he says that, Hey Krishna, Svajanam Hatva nata shreyaha anupashyami. Killing this swajana, I don't find any benefit in my life. Though they are adharmi, I don't find any benefit in killing them. That means he does not mind to kill others. If they are parajana, if they are others not related to him, he doesn't mind to kill them. He says swajana hatva. By killing my own people, I don't find any meaning in killing. But in killing others, I find a meaning. That is another point of view. So this is a sign of attachment, deludes us by imaginary loss, makes us to drop dharma. For the sake of swajana relationship, we drop the dharma. So just imagine, a criminal was brought and the judge has inquired him and he found that he is guilty, but the criminal was covered. When they removed that cover, the judge found the criminal is his own son. So what is the condition of a judge? If he says, though he is a criminal, I don't find any meaning in punishing him, is it a proper sentence? He is a criminal, he accepts. But still, because he is the person, is a son, he is my son, I don't find any meaning in killing him. Similar, same sentence is our Arjuna's sentence. Svajanam hatva nacha shreyaha anupashyami. Once dharma is dropped from our life, the person becomes the blind man. He entered the battlefield to protect dharma, never for kingdom and pleasure. The entire purpose of war was establishing, because they were ready to go with just 5 villages. They did not want any kingdom. They were ready to go with only 5 villages. So why they agreed for war? In order to establish the dharma. So dharma was the purpose. Establishment of dharma was the purpose of this war. Now because of this intense greed, Arjuna seemed to forget entirely what is the purpose of that action. It happens in our life also. We enter with a particular motive, then in the meantime, some confusion happens. Because of that confusion, we forget for what purpose we have come to this particular action. So once dharma is given up in a person's mind, then the person becomes a blind man. He comfortably and conveniently has forgotten the purpose of the war called dharma samsthapana. He said, why I don't find any shreyaha, I don't find any utility, he says. Shreyaha means one meaning is utility also, meaning also. I don't have any meaning or any utility in killing this svajana. Why? Because na kaamkshe vijayam, na cha rajyam, na sukham. Entirely the thing have turned back. He says by killing them, even if I am going to get the victory in the war, without them, their presence, how can I enjoy this world? In their absence, since I cannot enjoy this world, therefore I don't want to make them absent. So na kaamshe vijayam, na cha rajyam, na sukham also. Without their presence, all this victory, rajya and sukha is futile. Therefore, I don't want to kill them. This is called short-sightedness. When he entered the battlefield, with all broad mind he entered, though I am going to have such a personal loss. It is a personal loss. Killing the relatives for the sake of dharma, it's a personal loss. Though it is going to involve personal loss, still for the sake of higher thing, I am ready to give up these personal things. With that broad minded he entered, because of attachment, now his mind has become very short-sightedness. So having attachment for ashashvata vastu is called short-sightedness. Having attachment for shashvata dharma is far-sightedness. Dharma is shashvata. And people, objects and situations are going to come and go. So for the sake of dharma, the person should renounce everything. In Kathopanishad, our Nachiketa, our hero, says that to his father, when he asked them to whom you are going to give. Inadvertently, father told, I am going to give you for Yamadharma Raja. Inadvertently, he did not mean it. But still he told it, and that too in Yagashala. Anything uttered in Yagashala must be prior, immediately implemented. So our Nachiketas was going with a luggage to go to Yamadharma Loka. He was going out of the house. The father asked, where you are going? Yamadharma Loka. Why? You have told that you have offered me to Yamadharma Raja. No, I did not mean. Then Nachiketa said, you cannot say this. Without meaning, why you uttered this word? He also said, I don't mean. Really, I don't mean. If you don't mean, really, why you tell? And that too in Yagashala. So for the sake of Putra, don't give up your dharma. The son is advising to the father. For the sake of Putra, because of attachment towards the Putra, don't give up the dharma. Anupashya yatha pove, pratipashya tatha pare. Satyamiva matyah pachyate, satyamiva ajayate punaha. All human relationships are like sasyas. Sasya means a grain. What they call? Sesam. So it is a grain. A grain is just subject to grow within 2-3 months, then it is going to go away. In order to protect this temporary vastu, why you give up the permanent dharma? So all human life is like a sasya life season. Don't give up your permanent dharma for the sake of temporary things. Giving up permanent dharma for the sake of temporary things is called short-sightedness. At the end of the Mahabharata, Vyasacharya gives one particular conclusion after writing 1 lakh shlokas. Vyasacharya gives one particular conclusion. What is the teaching of the entire Mahabharata? He says, न जातु कामान् न भयान् न लोभात् धर्मं त्यजेत् जीवितस्यापि हेतोः नित्यो धर्मः सुखदुःखे त्वनित्ये जीवो नित्यः हेतुरनित्यत्वनित्यः. नेवर् गिव् अप् युवर् धर्म. युवर् धर्म इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु लीड् यू टुवर्ड्स् फ्रीडम्, टुवर्ड्स् दि लार्ड्. देर्फोर् नेवर् गिव् अप् दि धर्म. Generally, human being gives up dharma for fulfillment of some desires. He wants something, he could not achieve it in a dharmic way, so he compromises with the things. So, na kamat, na bhayat. He gives up dharma because his boss may be scolding him. If he doesn't cooperate with the boss who is adharmic, so naturally boss will give pink slip. The entire corruption is in this cycle only. Na bhayat, na lobhat, or greediness in the mind. Because of greediness, people give up dharma. They go for all adharmic actions, either for fulfillment of desires, or for the fulfillment of his greediness, or to avoid the fear. Never give up dharma. Why? Here Vyasacharya says, nityo dharma. Dharma is nitya. And you are also as a jiva, nitya. Yes. Birth after birth you are going on taking bodies after bodies. So you are nitya and dharma also is nitya. But these temporary things, the thing, object which you are going to gain by desires, or the dukkha which you are going to have in your life for the sake of following dharma. People who follow dharma, they will have certainly dukkha. So suffering will be there. So these are all anitya vastus. Both sukha also is anitya. Both sukha and dukkha, both are anitya vastus. And the object of sukha and object of dukkha also is anitya vastus. For the sake of anitya vastus, never give up the nitya vastus called dharma. So an attached blind man sees people and gain as more important than dharma. What is the difference between attached person and dharmic man? An attached man, a ragi, thinks that for the sake of people or for the sake of some material gain, chalta hai, we can compromise with the dharma. For a man of right vision, dharma is more important than any other worldly gain. You can see in the life of Rama. His father gave a word to his mother just for the sake of fulfilling this word. Ramji was ready to go Vanavasa for 14 years. He knew that Vanavasa implied lot of suffering. He was ready to go through that suffering for the sake of dharma. That is the right vision. Here Arjuna is confused. Therefore he says, "Kim no Rajya?" What I am going to get by this Rajya? He told her, "I don't desire for Rajya." Why? What I am going to gain by the Rajya? Kim bhogai? What I am going to gain by the sense pleasures? Kim jivitena va? What I am going to gain in life, in their absence? You have to put a sentence. In their absence, all these are all going to be useless. So his entire existence depends upon their presence. Here he openly says, "Kim no rajyena govinda, kim bhogaye jivitena va? Yesha marte kamkritan naha rajyam bhoga sukhanich." What he says, in their absence, even if I am going to gain the entire kingdom, what is the use? In their absence, all the sense pleasures, what is the use? In their absence, whatever I am going to gain in this life doesn't have any meaning. Even the very life doesn't have any meaning. So nobody can enjoy the entire world singly. No? He needs some people to around him to enjoy together with. Here Arjuna says that in their absence, by killing them only I am going to get all these benefits. So I don't want to kill them, I don't want to get benefits also. He addresses Bhagavan, "He Govinda," meaning you lifted the mountain. Govinda means one who has lifted the mountain. You lifted the mountain for the sake of your relatives, and I am your friend. How can I kill people for the sake of my small petty gains? You are the model for me, "He Govinda. You are the model for me. You have suffered for their sake. But how can I kill them? How can I make them suffer for my sake? So you should understand me, "He Govinda." Bhagavan lifted the mountain to protect entire people. He did not lift the mountain to protect only Nandagopa and Yashoda. He lifted the mountain to protect the entire people. He did not have attachment towards anybody. Here Arjuna says, "For others' sake you lifted mountain and held it for 7 days. Am I not your friend? How can I kill these relatives for my swartha?" "He Govinda," another meaning is "Gavam vindati iti Govindaha." Gava means jiva. As an antaryami, Bhagavan knows all the thought process in everybody's mind. So you know my intention, still you are making me trouble. You know my weakness called attachment, still you are putting me in trouble, "He Govinda." Then another meaning, "Gauboho vanihi," that is the shastrasya karta or shastrasya jnata. You are a great jnani, one who knows the entire shastra. Now I have confusion in mind. Therefore, these are many interpretations commentators give. So every word they have interpreted. Plenty of interpretations are there, especially in Sanskrit. So one on acharya gives, one on meaning. Now Krishna found Arjuna is in total confusion. First he expressed his attachment by the word swajanam. Now he expressed his shoka by the sentence "Sidanti mama gatrani mukham cha parishishyati." Finally, now he expresses his moha also. He says, "In their absence, my life is useless." What is the actual fact? Every life is a purposeful life. What is that purpose? Finding the infinitude through various relationships and through various experiences in our life, getting vairagya and finding infinitude in my life is the purpose of my life. But here Arjuna is totally confused. Having people around me happy, having a things around me is the purpose of life. Totally he has become reduced himself as a materialistic person. A materialistic man thinks my life is a waste without a people around me, my life is a waste without money, without sense pleasures, without entertainment. But that cannot be the value or purpose of life. So he expresses his delusion. Bhagavan now understood, now things have worked properly. My medicine of putting the chariot in front of Bhishma and Drona is working properly. Now he understood. And he wanted to tell something. If Arjuna stopped his argument with a doubt, maybe I may be wrong. If he stops his argument or gives it some gap, some people are there. They will go on like Janata Express, they will go on express their sorrow and confusion. And you are about to talk, then again they will start. What happened, Swamiji, you know, like that they will start. So finally, I am talking half an hour, thank you Swamiji, they will go off. So we come across this type of people. They come here not for solution, they wanted to express their things. Somebody they want to hear, that's all. Bhagavan also knows this. As long as it is not asked for, it should not be given. As long as a person is completely overpowered by emotions, you cannot make him to think, because the cognitive personality is taken hostage by emotional personality. So the Lord is waiting, let him come out. How much he is having in his baggage, let him come out. Unfortunately, Arjuna was so much overpowered by emotion and goes on talking. Lord, the greatest psychiatrist, knows that the emotional man cannot be corrected. Therefore, he kept quiet. You cannot talk with an emotional man. There is no rhyme or logic with him. Because he is under control of certain grip, under control of certain emotions. So you cannot talk to him. So that's why when somebody cries, you should never start, you are Stola Sukshma Sharira Atma, Pancha Kosha Vilakshanaha, Sachidananda Swarupaha. Like that you should not talk. When somebody comes with their grief, you should hear them. Then you have to tell, pray to the Lord. Ask the Lord help. Like that only some consoling words you have to utter. You should not tell the facts. Facts, you know what is the fact told by Vedanta and Shastra. And I go every week to Satsanga, to Ramakrishna Mission. The Swami also told like this, you are Atma, Pancha Kosha Vilakshanaha, Sachidananda Swarupa. Like that if you start, nobody will come to you. So these are the teaching, how we have to handle, how we have to relate with the people. Though we know the fact that this is not the crying or getting escape from the situation is not going to give any solution, is not going to solve the problem, but still we have to sympathize with them, we have to hear their problem, and slowly we have to direct towards the satsanga and towards the Lord. But Arjuna misunderstood Bhagavan's silence as an acceptance. Some statements he has told. నచ్చేయోను పశ్యామి హత్వా స్వజనమాహవే నా కాంక్షే విజయం కృష్ణ నచ రాజ్యం నా సుఖాని చ. లైక్ దట్ సమ్ అపారెంట్లీ వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొనౌన్సియేషన్ ఇస్ రాంగ్. ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ వర్డ్, ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్, లైక్ దట్ పీపుల్ వెన్ దే డోంట్ గెట్ కాఫీ ఇన్ దేర్ హౌస్ దే విల్ టెల్ ఆల్ దీస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది యూజ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వర్డ్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ దే విల్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ లెట్ మీ గో అండ్ టేక్ సన్యాస్. So these are the escapism words. But Bhagavan kept quiet, allowing Arjuna to come out. But Arjuna took it as a acceptance for his statement. So he continues. Yesha marte kankshitanno rajyam bhoga sukhani cha taime avastita yuddhe pranam tyaktva dhanani cha. Since I don't desire for kingdom pleasures at the cost of my own relatives, I don't find any utility in this war. This is his conclusion. From a man of Swadharma, he has reduced himself here to the level of utility, a man of utility. You ask everybody, what is the use? What is the use? They will ask. There is no need for use for all your actions in your life. You ask mother, you just, the mother kisses the child. You ask, what is the use in kissing the child? What is the use in loving the child? Because it is a nature to love the child. It is the nature of the parent to love the child. You cannot ask any utility. You cannot ask any purpose of this action. It is only nature. So Similarly, there are the many things in our nature without any apparent utility, and that utility also is measured by this fellow's mind, materialistic mind. When scientists say there is no sunrise, the child asks, what is the use? Will it give me one bread? The scientist says, no, it cannot give you bread, but there is a fact that God, there is no sunrise, then there is no use for me. That shows the immaturity of the child. Similarly, we should not ask what is the utility for every action in our life. Here, Arjuna says, since I don't have any utility in having kingdom, pleasures and money, in the absence of my relatives, I don't find any utility in the war at all. Not only that, I wanted kingdom, pleasures, etc. for the sake of Swajana only. Again, one more. How mind is getting clouded. You can see, first he told, I don't find any utility in having this, all this kingdom and other good things of life. Now he said, I wanted everything for the sake of these relatives only. I wanted kingdom, I wanted money to give to my grandfather, to show to my grandfather, to give to my acharya. So for their sake only, I desired all these things. When they themselves are going to be killed, so what is the utility? He is superimposing his own desires on others. Yesha svajanana arthe eva rajyam bhoga sukhani cha kamshitam. For their sake only, I desired all these things. He desired for his sake only. Now he is telling, for their sake only, I desired all these things. When they themselves are going to die in the war, for whose sake all this? So therefore, I don't want to fight. Are not going to live at all these people, relatives are not going to live after the war. So therefore, all these kingdom and pleasures are useless. Therefore, this war is useless for me personally and for the Swajanam also. Personally, it is useless. How it is useless? Since I am going to miss all these relatives, in their absence, I will not find happiness, though I may have kingdom and pleasure. Personally, it is useless, and it is useless for the Swajana also, since they are going to be killed by me. So it is like purchasing a money purse. A person had some money. He wanted to keep that money in a money purse. Money purse, you know. So he had 10 rupees. So he wanted to keep that 10 rupees in the money purse. So he purchased money purse out of 10 rupees. Now what happened? No money to put. A person wanted to see the sun. So they told, if you want to see the sun, what is the price? What is the payment? You have to give your eyesight. Similarly, I want to enjoy this world along with my people, but now you are, Hare Krishna, you are telling that I have to kill these people in order to enjoy this life. No, I am not ready for that. For sharing with near and dear ones only, we generally earn wealth. Naturally, anybody earns wealth, not only for his own stomach, for other stomach also he earns, for his spouse, for his children, for relatives, father-in-law, brother-in-law, for all people are there, you have to earn for all. But in their absence, what is the use? What a confusion it is. He totally forgotten the purpose. But here the confusion is, argument is right, logic. Argument is logic only, but the cause behind this argument is a confusion. What is the argument? How can I be a swarthi at the cost of my relatives? Fulfilling my own desires is equal to swartha, selfishness. How can I be selfish and that too killing them and getting things for me? Shastra doesn't agree. You earn lot of money, you earn, share with your own people, share with the world. At the cost of your own people, at the cost of the world, you should not earn. Because you cannot live alone. You need people, some people surrounding you. At the cost of their life welfare, you should not be selfish. You should not earn. That is okay. Here, that is not the cause at all here. Arjuna entered the battlefield with an idea of establishment of dharma. Now he totally forgotten that the very war is for the sake of dharma. Now he has taken into his mind the purpose of war is earning kingdom. Here only confusion. Purpose of war is actually swadharma or establishment of dharma. But now he concluded that the purpose of war is earning certain material benefits. For the sake of material benefits, why should I kill my own people? That is the confusion.
And he goes on. Acharya pitarah putrah tathaiva cha pitamahah मातुला चशुरा पौत्रा श्याला संबंधिनस्तथा एतान् हन्तुमिच्छामि घ्नतोऽपि मधुसूतन अपि त्रैलोक्य राज्यस्य हेतो किन्नु महीकृते.
सेम रिपीटेशन ओनली लाइक ए पैरट. यू कैन सी ए पर्सन इज डेल्यूडेड आर इन मोर कन्फ्यूशन और मोर शोका. यू विल टेल रिपीटेडली सेम थिंग. For the hearer, it will appear as it is a repetition. But for the teller, what happened, you know, again you start the same old story. So entire 5-10 minutes you will tell, again you start again the same old story. Like that repeatedly. All the psychological problems there, Vyasacharya brings out, repeatedly. He told before itself, they are my acharyas, pitraha, pitamaha, like that he told already. Again he repeats. येषाम् आचार्याः पितरः पुत्राः पितामहः मातुलाः. किलिङ्ग् दीस् पीपल् ऐ डोण्ट् वाण्ट् ईवन् इफ् त्री वर्ल्ड्स् आर् गिवन् फ्री. नाट् ओन्लि दीस् आर्डिनरि स्माल् किङ्ग्डम्, ईवन् इफ् त्री वर्ल्ड् इन्क्लूडिङ्ग् स्वर्ग इस् गिवन् फ्री अट् दि कास्ट् आफ् देयर् लैफ्, ऐ डोण्ट् वाण्ट्. हियर् एण्टैर् ब्रेक् डौन् इस् फ्रम् स्वधर्म स्टाण्ड् पायिण्ट्. He has come to the utility standpoint, materialistic gain. That is the breakdown. More details we will see in the next class.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo.